PATT. Guess I'm on the link.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. We're down to Manistee this morning. How are things up your way?
Hey, a question for you. What's your favorite brew of coffee? Do you like flavored coffees or just standard stuff?
Well, right now, I don't have an actual drip coffee maker because it's just me and coffee or two. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do the whole rigmarole of, you know, putting everything into the filter and doing all that crap. But so far, it's the Pike Place Roast from Starbucks right now. It's okay. It's really the only K-cup coffee I can find that I don't hate right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out these K-cups. I bought one of them maker things, and I've decided it empties all the powder, it dissolves all the powder in the cup, and it doesn't filter anything. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought that was kind of interesting. But, you know, it works, I guess. I have tried the actual, you know, the normal ground Pike Place roast, and I've compared it between the two, between the K-Cup version and the actual, you know, grounds, and it's about the same. There's not a whole lot of difference.
Well, I guess they've done their taste testing correctly. That's pretty impressive that you can actually not tell the difference. That's a compliment to them.
Yeah, that's for sure. But so far, yeah, that's my go-to right now. I was trying the espresso roast, but it was too dark. And it didn't really go well with the coffee creamer I had.
Yeah, that's my downfall. I like caramel-flavored coffee creamer, and so it kind of mixes the flavor of the coffee. I don't know, it's kind of stupid. Why would I put a caramel-flavored creamer in my coffee? But, hey, that's me.
Yeah, hopefully I got all of that. I had to switch repeaters. But, yeah, I understood there. Yeah, right now, I'm just getting through the rest of oat milk creamer. And then I'm probably going to go back to my real milk vanilla creamer, or hazelnut vanilla, or whatever it is. Something like that. I was getting the caramel stuff, but it didn't really match with the roast of coffee I have.
All right, well, hey, I'll let you drive. Just thought of the day here. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, the big thing was this pumpkin spice flavored stuff, and boy, I tried it. I liked it for about a week. Hey, with that, I'm going to let you drive. ACAPG, have a good commute.
All right, sounds good, Mr. Jim. Catch you later. And ATMH Mobile, interlocking.
DMH,
mobile.
Is November 8, Zulu, Zulu, Foxtrot, Pat, Mold 8.
And 8DZF, morning. And 8DMH, mobile, south of Benzonia here.
N8MJO Mobile.
N8DMH Mobile, Manistee.
N8MJO Mobile.
N8DMH Mobile, Manistee.
N8DMH Mobile, WAVBC Mobile.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, it's 44 degrees down here, and it's sunny. How about you? You getting any snow up that way? And how much did you get?
We got a fair amount of snow here. It's not snowing right now. It's actually 39, 40 degrees here. So we got a bit of a thaw going on, but it's supposed to freeze, I think, tomorrow or the day after. So that'll be a nightmare. But, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, it's been a while since I talked to you. I got an all-star node on a simplex frequency down here, 14751. And I've had it camped on the Northern Michigan Link repeater network for a while. We used to use this frequency, simplex frequency, years ago. Hazel Park Club used to use it all the time, and they had their net on this frequency, and then they switched over to a repeater after a while. So I figured I'd put my all-star node on this one and see what happens.
Yeah, good deal. Just a heads up, the audio is a little crunchy, kind of like the receiver volume turned up a little bit too high. It's kind of crunchy sounding.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't transmit that much, so I'll have to. Does it sound like it's off frequency, or just the audio's too hot?
It sounds like it's just too hot. There's a point where it starts, you know, the clip, and then if you keep going beyond, if you keep turning it up, or if it's too high, it does this, it gets all garbled and weird sounding. It almost sounds like it's off frequency, but it's not. I would check your audio level first. It's mostly on peaks is when it gets real crunchy sounding.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll have to, I think it's USB sound or something on All-Star. Just turn it down a notch and see what it does. It could be the radio, too, because, you know, it's a CM200. So, anyways, when you live in the big city and you just come from breakfast with ham radio guys, you only go for maybe 2 miles and you're home. So, I thought I'd break in and say hi and Merry Christmas and all that. Happy New Year, and I'll check the audio. Thanks for the information, WAVPC, and we'll be clear.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Happy holidays. We'll catch you later. I'll be on the road here for the next hour and a half, so if you end up messing with it, I'll be here. Thank you, NH Mobile.
NADMH, WAVPC.
Go ahead, NADMH Mobile.
Okay, this is different radio, same choppy sound?
Actually, no, it sounds fine.
Well, the other one was a Motorola XPR 4550 in the car. Or maybe I need to turn the volume, mic level down.
No, it did it a little bit again. Right on it was just on the peak, it did it again, so.
Okay, I just wanted to try to eliminate the radio part. Let me try adjusting the audio, WAVPC.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, Drake, how does this sound? I just turned it down just a little bit, WAVPC.
That sounds just great.
Okay, well, thanks. I'm watching the RX voice display. Okay, well, we'll let you drive along, WAVPC. Thank you very much.
No problem. Catch you later. That is DMH Mobile. Hey, DMH Mobile.
20.
EMH Mobile.
88 IWS Mobile, southbound I-75, listening. 88 IWS Mobile, listening.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters, the BarfNet, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends, will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. My name is Rob. I'll be the net control for tonight. I'm located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. We'll start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobiles, and short-timers only at this point. Please come with your call if you're one of those, and your name.
88BXI, Mary.
Okay, are you a short-timer, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Got it. Anyone else? Okay, we'll do general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, John and Beulah.
W8FCJ, Bob in Dustin City.
KF8KK, John and Empire.
Okay, we have KD8BXI, Mary, short-timer. AB9NN, John. KB8SPJ, Bob. And KF8KK, John. Anyone else?
WKAP, Larry.
Drake N8PMH.
Okay, we've added WNAP, Larry. And N8DMH, Drake. Anyone else? Okay, good evening all. This is the 17th, halfway through the month of December. The only thing on our schedule is got to go see the heart doctor in Frankfurt tomorrow at 10 a.m. They're going to do an EKG to tell me what I already know. My AFib is back, so there you go. All right, that's all I've got that's interesting or fit to print. So, Mary, KD8BXI, take it away and stand by John.
Thank you, Rob. This is Mary, KD8BXI, saying hello to the net. I'm sorry I'm a short-timer tonight, but I'm up to my ears and practicing for two concerts this weekend with TC Phil. So I wanted to say hi to everybody and wish everybody well and safe journeys if you're on the road. And hopefully, I doubt if we'll have radio next Wednesday, seeing how that will be Christmas, I believe. So I'll say Merry Christmas to everyone, and 73 all, back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KD8BXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. Thanks for the check-in, and just for your information, that's the 24th. I will be here. We're not going anywhere for Christmas, so I will be here. If anybody wants to join me, then it's fine, too. So, all right, John, AB9NN, stand by Bob.
Okay, AB9NN and the BarfNet. Good evening to everybody on the net. Good to hear a couple of people chiming in. And, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to be here next week or not. I got to check with the boss and see what the church arrangements are for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and see when we're going to be going to services and what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be going certainly this Sunday, and Jane's going to be playing at the library in Traverse City as a outreach and as a fundraiser. They take they get paid to do their performance, and they use the money to buy music for the next year. And so that's kind of a good thing. Sunday, we went out caroling with our pastor and a group of other carolers, and went to the shut-ins of our church and did Christmas carols for them for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours. So had a good event. Weather held out pretty nice. Today, boy, big day. The snow came off of both of our roofs. We've got two stories worth of roofs on our house, and the snow came down and left a pile about 2 feet thick of very, very heavy, thick, wet snow, and sheets of ice that were a good inch thick each, and so got the Uber Scooper out and worked for, I would say 2 to 3 hours, Uber Scooping all of that out off of the deck and taking it down the driveway so it's out of the way and not forming big snowbanks along the side of the deck for the rest of the winter. So it's nice to have a clear deck, and I see on my chasertool.xyz website with the regional radar and satellite picture, looks like rain is starting to come across Lake Michigan, so looks like we're going to have a damp day tomorrow. With that, back to net control from AB9NN, John and Bela.
Very good, John. Yeah, the snow all came off of our roof. The one I'm usually concerned about is the front of the house there. It's a converted porch, and it gets an ice dam built up. And every year I keep telling myself about, October, I need to get somebody to put a heat tape on that. And here's December, and I forgot to do it again this year. So I'm going to mark my calendar, I think, for maybe March or April, and first thing I'll put on there is the heat tape. I don't know what that is. So. All right, let's see, Bob, KB8SEJ, stand by, John.
Yeah, good evening, Rob, everybody else out there tonight. This is KB8SEJ. Yeah, the weather's turned around a little bit. Supposed to get a bunch of rain tomorrow, make it just beautiful out. But it's Michigan's winter, so you can never, depend on anything. It's going to happen what's going to happen. And John Martin, KK, I don't think I've ever heard John on that before. Glad to hear you check in. Yeah, I should be around for net next week from tonight, Christmas Eve. But for those who won't be here next week or whatever, just have a Merry Christmas. If you go anywhere, be safe. And just, enjoy your holiday. I think that's all I got for right now. Rob, I'll send it back to you, and I'll come up with something for the second round. KB8SEJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, it's good to hear from you there, and yeah, we will be here for the 24th, so we'll be here. Okay, and speaking of prodigals, KF8KK, John, take it away and stand by Larry.
Okay, very good, guys. KF8KK here. Yeah, this radio hasn't seen use much transit-wise in years. In fact, this is probably the first real net or QSO on it in a few years. I would have been here last week. Except I didn't realize the radio was turned off, and I didn't hear anything. And your five minute warning was helpful there, Rob. And so if I leave the radio on and it stays on, I might be here next week. And who knows? Maybe it'll be a habit. It started with your comment this Sunday about meeting. We can't keep meeting this way. 75 and then 40. But it's good to hear you guys on here, everybody on there. And Mary, best of luck with the concert. And John, I guess there are some days that you wish you had asphalt shingles on your roof instead of steel. I presume that was steel, because I've never heard of it come down like that on asphalt or fiberglass shingles. So that's the scoop. Over here, I've switched modes into, I guess you could say, computer mode for the winter, getting ready to start app development again and getting things in line. And too many projects. I had a good month, the last month, with the fire in the fireplace, fire in the wood stove in the pole barn workshop, or ham shack workshop. First time that saw a fire in it in over 20 years. And, you know, I've been paying extra on the fire insurance for a wood stove in the garage. So that was a few expensive days of heat, I'll put it that way. But I'll pick a week or two in January or February and heat things up and go down there for a change of pace. But when it gets real cold, that's kind of a trudge out to that, and then to wait for things to warm up, that's, you know, so the house is nice and warm. Nothing else to say, just wish everybody best of luck. I suppose Friday would be the day that we all really need the luck when it switches back to snow after it's been raining. So back to you, Rob, and best of luck tomorrow at your appointment. KF8KK.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, it's good to have you in here, buddy. So take care. And let's see, we are at Larry, WN8P. Larry, take it away and stand by, Drake, and then we'll do a standby.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ and the group. This is WN8P, Larry, from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla in northeast Manistee County. Well, my wife wanted me to escort her to the doctor's appointment today in Manistee, and as it turned out, with the warm weather, that was kind of a waste for me. I didn't get much done today as far as projects, so that's why I'm working on them tonight. I got my printed circuit board ordered for this negative voltage regulator project that I'm doing, and now I'm working on a larger voltage regulator to regulate 13.8 volt DC to 12.5 volts and 12 volts, and that's to operate a 222 megahertz Mitsubishi VHF MOSFET amplifier. Anyway, that's a long-term project, so anyway, that's where I'm going tonight. W8REJ from WN8P.
Very good, Larry. You have all the projects you want, sir. I'm done with projects. So, anyway, we're down to the bottom of the list here the first time through, and that is Drake, N8PMH. Take it away, and then we'll do a standby. Drake, N8PMH.
Just acquired a new cat. And I'm keeping him entertained at the moment. And I'm waiting for some lasagna to finish cooking. So, other than that, not a whole lot else other than working and stuff like that. So I'll save the rest for the second door. Anyway.
Okay, very good. This is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. This is W8REJ Net Control. We were at the bottom of our list the first time through. Is there anyone that would like to join the net before we move back to the top? Come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, very good. We got a nice net going here tonight. And Mary, of course, is one and done. So, John, it's your turn. AB9NN, take it away and stand by Bob.
Okay, very good. AB9NN returning to the BarfNet. And, yeah, very good to hear John on the net tonight. I don't think I've ever heard John on RF before, so that is a rare privilege, to say the least, and hope that he won't be a stranger. And, yeah, definitely a metal roof, solid steel. And, boy, I'm tempted to run a coax up there and connect up to it and see if I can tune it up on 80 meters or 160. I've heard people do that and wonder what I'd get from it, but haven't gotten around to doing that. So maybe one of these days we'll have to think about doing that. That's about it from John and Dula. Back to Rob, net control from AB9NN. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, it would probably work if you had a counterpoise, and I'm sure that it would probably work. I've seen people do ladders. I've seen people do all kinds of things with different things. Backstops at a baseball field. So, yeah, it works. But good luck. All righty, KB8 SVJ Bob, take it away. Stand by, John.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything going right now. Anything else new to add to the conversation? Except that, you know, just want to again, you know, tell everybody Merry Christmas. And again, if you travel, just be careful. I will be here Christmas Day, but then after that, we will be going to Kalamazoo for a couple of days, and hopefully the weather holds out. It's always a big if when we plan on doing something for the family on Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving, Christmas or New Year's is the travel and the road conditions. But if we have to stay home because the roads are bad, we can do that too. It's not a big, big issue. But again, just Merry Christmas, everybody. If you got to travel, just be safe. KB8SVJ.
Very good, Bob. Yeah, if you do get to travel, be very careful out there, okay? Yeah, and if you don't have anything to do on Christmas Day for one reason or another, like Dale and I, our church, Blaine Christian Church, at the corner of Garfield and Putney in Alberta, and we're having a luncheon at 2 o'clock, and just come in. There's going to be plenty of food, trust me. We always manage to get plenty of food. There'll be ham and turkey, and like the song says, ham and turkey and caviar. But oh, there won't be caviar. Anyway, let's see where we at. Okay, John, KF8KK, take it away.
Okay, very good, KF8KK here. I'll tell you, Drake's lasagna is pretty good right now. just make sure you separate your portion, Drake, from what you're going to give the cat, if he gets any. But very good. And, well, Merry Christmas to Bob, because I obviously won't speak to you before then, I guess, but any of the rest of you guys that I don't. Yeah, be safe out on the roads, I'll tell you. I've been lucky to have good tires on my trucks, which makes one heck of a difference. And Larry, that sounds like an interesting project. Obviously the 12.5 and 12 volts are a pretty good current, and that's pretty close to the 13 volt source voltage, so you don't have a whole lot of drop there, so that's probably save you on the heat sink to some extent. But good luck with that. Nothing like a nice project. I've got my mind going into that kind of mode, to be quite frank. I finally, last month, and this is part of why you're hearing me back here, is after it's taken a year of my being retired before I got to the point where the 10 years of projects backed up of have allowed me a little bit of time, recreational time. And I spent a few days, actually 2 weeks, going through, parting out all sorts of wonderful, wonderful, great items that I saved from the dumpster from CMU Public Broadcasting. And, you know, and I'm one of those strange dudes that, you know, oh, look at that, I want to say vacuum variable, of course those come out, but, you know, feed-through capacitors and stuff like that. most people would just chuck it in the dumpster and see if they could buy it. You spend hours on DigiKey trying to find the right part. Needless to say, finally I can see the top of the workbench and I can walk around the room, and that's quite an achievement. So outside of that, you guys have a great week. Like I said, if the radio doesn't automatically turn off or something strange like that, I'll probably be here next week. Maybe make it a habit. Who knows? So be careful. You guys enjoy. Back to you, Rob. Thanks for taking the net. KFHKK.
Okay, John. Very good. Thanks for checking in. We'll look for you again down the road here. So, yeah, and I misspoke. It's not a Onekama. It's a crap. I can't remember the positioning of the. Never mind. But anyway, let's see. WNAP Larry, take it away and stand by, Drake.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ in the group. This is WNAP Larry. Well, got word today that our church facilities have been revamped. I guess we got some pews or some nice soft chairs now, and anyway, it's been all partitioned off, and we got the clearance from the fire marshal, so we can start going back into Manistee for church services. And this Saturday, we're going to have breakfast. I guess you'd call it Christmas breakfast, starting at, let's see, what did they say, 10 o'clock? Maybe even earlier than that. Anyway, my wife has that all memorized. And she's got a T-shirt now, sweatshirt now that says, you know you're really finished when you celebrate Christmas on the 24th of the month. So I guess they celebrate Christmas and open presents on Christmas Eve. On the 24th, so I should be here. Don't know what the family is going to do. As far as I know, I should be here. So 7-3 and Merry Christmas, everybody. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, thanks a lot for checking in. And our church is in Arcadia. I get those two mixed up all the time. Anyway, it's in Arcadia, so if you want to slide in there for lunch on Christmas Day, you're more than welcome. So, all right, Drake, NADMH, take it away, and then we'll do one last standby. W8REJ.
Yeah, NADMH. Not a whole lot more to add. Still entertaining the chat with his toys. He likes it when I throw them across the room and he chases after them. Still waiting on the lasagna. So that's the update. Not a whole lot more to report. Merry Christmas, everybody. NADMH.
Okay, very good, Drake. Yeah, when back in the 70s when we had cats and everybody smoked. They used to take the that cellophane off of the cigarette package, and you just crunch a lead up, and the cat would come running, and you'd throw it out there, and he'd spend an hour just playing with that piece of plastic. So, yes. All righty. This is the BARF, Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, and we're looking for check-ins. If you would like to check in before we close, come now with your call sign and your name, please. Slowly.
Net Control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, we got Whiskey 8, Victor Charlie Papa. Anyone else?
W-A-8-O-W-S, name is John.
Okay, John, we have you. Anyone else? Okay, well, welcome, you guys. W-8-V-C-P, take it away, Mike, and stand by, John.
Okay, this is Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. Name is Mike. We're way down here in Royal Oak. We don't have as much snow as you guys have up there, but, oh well, it's supposed to get warm, too. Anyway, not much to say. We've been, you know, my mom has got all kinds of doctor's appointments, and they got therapy coming to the house, and a nurse coming to the house. So we're kind of busy in that kind of way. So back to Net Control on W8VPC down here in Royal Oak.
Okay, W8VPC. I corrected it. Thank you, Mike, for checking in. And have a great Christmas. John, W-A-8-O-W-S, take it away.
Good evening, everybody.
Rob?
Just wanted to check in, say hello. I haven't been on here in quite some time. Down to 40 hours a week now, so I should be able to make some of these nets. Nothing too new here in Lake Ann, other than it's warmed up. And yes, snow is sliding off roofs. So, but not mine. I have an asphalt shingle roof. So, Merry Christmas, everybody, and take care. Thanks for having the net again, as always. And a special Merry Christmas to you, Rob. And my daughter says hello. I don't know if you remember us. We've been to your breakfast a few times. So, but yeah, take care. Merry Christmas. Send it back to Net Control. W8REJ, this is W-A-8-O-W-S.
Okay, John, very good. Yes, I remember you and your daughter. By the way, tell her she still owes me $5. That'll puzzle her for a while. Okay. Well, anyway, we're glad that you checked in, and Mike, we're glad you checked in as well. And this is the BARF Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, and I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. Our net meets every Wednesday evening on this frequency at 8:30. And in addition to this net, we meet for the BARF breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. Every month except December. There is no BARF breakfast in December. So there you go, folks. That's it. That's all that's fit to print. I'm going to return the repeater back to normal operation, or as normal as we can be in this area. The net is clear. This is W8REJ. I'd like to say 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.